Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast for the tri-state region calls for cloudy, occasional light rain today. The steadiest rain by late in the day, a high near 70. Tomorrow, plenty of clouds, scattered showers near 70. And Wednesday, more sun, drier, low 70s. We'll get the full details on that forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Well, it was a successful first rodeo that was held over the weekend at Silo Ridge. Silo Ridge Foundation, along with the Community Foundation, put on a rodeo and then a country western show afterwards, and it was sold out. Every ticket was sold out, so congratulations. Well, hundreds marched in Salisbury and Kent demanding women's rights over the weekend, a story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American. Similar to hundreds of other rallies across the nation, a large crowd gathered at the town green in front of the White Hart to support safe and legal abortions, holding signs and banners while chanting, "Our bodies, our choice." The group of more than 250 women and men came to express their commitment to preserving women's rights on health care decisions and protest restrictive laws recently approved by Texas. The event was organized by a committee led by Deborah Frank, an attorney and Planned Parenthood board member in Florida. Quote, "We cannot sit back and let our constitutional rights be destroyed," end quote. Also, State Representative Maria Horn, who also attended a rally early in the day in Kent, spoke of her abhorrence of the insidious law passed in Texas and the vigilante justice being perpetrated. She praised Connecticut for having codified Roe versus Wade, but said laws can change with different lawmakers in office. Horn told the group, "Connecticut residents aren't safe. Be sure to get out there," she said, "and pay attention." In Kent, the rallying cry went out to get loud about protecting women's health and abortion rights. More than 300 people responded by gathering on Saturday morning. It began at Kent Town Hall and stretched along both sides of North Main Street. Marchers of both genders held signs. After walking, Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz expressed at the rally how she's delighted she was to be in Kent for such an important cause. She reminded those in attendance of the important legal history in Litchfield County, where Roe versus Wade was born. Catherine Rohrbach of North Canaan helped bring the case Griswold versus Connecticut to the U.S. Supreme Court. The case gave the Supreme Court the underpinnings and the protection of privacy because it said married couples should use contraception, end quote. Bicewicz went on to say that that became the basis for the right to privacy in Roe. Members of the community will have a chance to pay respects to the late Sheriff Butch Anderson. Calling hours will be held tomorrow from noon till 8 p.m. at the Madrid Nassauwet Convention Center in the city of Poughkeepsie. Funeral services for Anderson are scheduled for 10 a.m. Wednesday at the center. The service will be followed by a private burial ceremony. Memorial donations can be made to the Sheriff Adrian Anderson Memorial Fund, 10 West Street, Pauling, New York, 12564. The Timothy P. Doyle Funeral Home in Poughkeepsie is handling arrangements for Anderson. After an extensive search, the Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces the arrival of Brandon List as the new full-time curator. In his role, he'll work on a permanent exhibition at the Sharon History, work towards an exhibit of materials from the Francis Morehouse Kelsey Photographer Archive, and bolster online public access to their collections. Also, the Sharon Historical Society and Museum has been awarded a $50,000 grant to improve stewardship and access to the Francis Morehouse Kelsey Archives. That came from the Institute of Library and Museum Services. Interesting article in the Republican American, what is it costing you to pay your town taxes? Well, we read that article and some of the local current mill rates set by towns in Connecticut. Note that Hartford has the highest, Waterbury is the second highest. Only those two cities plus Hamden had mill rates over 50. Locally, Salisbury, 11.0, has the lowest mill rate in the state, slightly below Greenwich. Sharon is 14.5, Kent 18.57, Cornwall 16.7, Falls Village 25.7, and North Canaan 29. Connecticut officials announced a settlement on Friday with Eversource over the electric utility's response to Tropical Storm Isaias in 2020, which left thousands of people without powers for days. Under the deal, Eversource has agreed to return $103.4 million to consumers and will provide more accountability during future storms, Governor Ned Lamont and Attorney General William Tong announced on Friday. Eversource has also agreed not to apply for a rate increase until at least January 2023. And if they did that, Those rates would not go into effect until January of 2024. Meanwhile, state employee unions are asking for more time to comply with Governor Lamont's COVID-19 vaccine or testing mandate. Lamont is not budging on his latest deadline. The administration extended the original Monday deadline 7 more days, but State Employees Bargaining Agent Coalition is requesting a 20-day extension. One of the stated reasons for requesting the extra time is the lack of confidence in the administration's ability to collect employee responses and accurately complete numbers on employees who failed to comply with the governor's emergency order. And enrollment continues to decline in South County, Massachusetts. The county's two most southern school districts. Officials are reaching out to the public for input on whether to combine the districts, increase collaboration, or do nothing at all. The Regional School District Planning Board has put together a package of 3 online surveys geared to 3 constituencies, community members, school staff, and students. To fill out the survey, the web address is rsdpb.org. Responses will be accepted through October 12th. Using those survey results, in addition to enrollment projections and logistical and financial data, the board hopes to make a recommendation next spring to select boards to the 8 towns that make up the Southern Berkshire Regional School District and the Berkshire Hills Regional School District. Town of Dover Planning Board has their regular meeting coming up today. In Salisbury today, Board of Selectmen meet at 5. At 6:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting. Village of Millerton has a workshop meeting at 6 p.m. tonight. Region 1 Board of Education has a meeting via Zoom. That is tonight at 6:30. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting at the second floor town hall. That comes up tonight at 7 p.m. Pine Plains at 7 p.m., a special board meeting to review the 2022 tentative budget. Coming up tomorrow in Cornwall at 10 a.m. to 11:30, Reading Middlemarch with Mark Scarborough. It's a Zoom meeting. It's virtual. Also coming up tomorrow in Cornwall at 7 p.m., Inland Wetlands and Watercourse meeting via Zoom, and the Board of Selectmen meet via Zoom at 7:30. Board of Selectmen meeting in Kent. That meeting is happening tomorrow at 7 p.m. Coming up on Wednesday in Sharon, the American Rescue Plan Act. They have a meeting on that at 6:30. In Hillsdale on Wednesday at 6:30, a cannabis public hearing. Zoom and login instructions are available at hillsdalenewyork.com. Armenia has a Meet the Candidates event now set on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Weebatuck High School. Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County has flu vaccines scheduled. The next coming up, Falls Village Senior Center at 107 Main Street in Falls Village on Thursday, 10:30 to 12:30. And after that, coming up on Friday, the 8th at North Canaan Town Hall, that will be from 2 until 4 p.m. In Sharon, the Park and Recreations Commission has a meeting. That is coming up on the 7th at 6 p.m. In Sharon, the Park and Recreation Commission is having a meeting coming up on Thursday at 6:15 p.m. In Hillsdale, New York, a special budget meeting on Thursday at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Ancrum, New York, Planning Board meeting meets on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. In North Canaan on Friday, a flu clinic will be held at the North Canaan Town Hall from 2 to 4. Community Development Corporation in South Berkshire will host a virtual screening of Citizen Jane, Battle for the City on Friday at 7 p.m. More information at cdcsb.org/2021/filmfundraiser. Now, coming up on Saturday at the Torrington Middle School from 9 to 2 will be a Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day. You must have a ticket to the event from your town hall. That ticket is free to obtain. Coming up on Saturday, the Copake Grange on Empire Road in Columbia County will hold their monthly members meeting. It runs from 9 to 10 at the Grange Hall. An art exhibition, Flora and Fauna, Lily Woodworth and Alan Blagden, opens up on Saturday and runs through September 24th at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, huntlibrary.org. On Saturday, the Ancrum Fire Company has their lobster and beef barbecue, 3 to 6 p.m., $35 a meal, takeout only, pick up at the Ancrum Firehouse, lobster, clams, barbecue, beef, corn on the cob, potato roll, and ice cream. Reservations at 518-329-3430. Hillsdale Pumpkin Festival and Scarecrow Contest with fun activities for the family will be held Saturday, 11 to 4 on Route 23 throughout the hamlet. Facebook.com/Hillsdale New York Pumpkin Festival for more information. Music in the Nave returns with Steve Katz in concert in Kent. Song Stories, Wine and Cheese at the Autumn Twilight Performance on Saturday at 5 p.m. at St. Andrew's Parish. More information is available from the website at St. Andrew's Parish. The 10th Annual Brewski Fest returns to Salisbury at the Satry Hill Ski Jump Site on Sunday, October 10th. Music, pumpkins, corn stalks, and all the 30 craft breweries offering visitors over 200 examples of their best brews. This has been going on for the past 10 years. Now, the Steve Dunn Band will also provide live music. Tickets are available at $30 per person in advance or $35 at the door. Advance tickets are available online at brewskifest.com and at State Line Wine and Spirits in North Canaan and Ledgewood Spirit Shop in Winstead. Proceeds from the event, which will be held rain or shine, benefit Swass's youth skiing program. More information at brewskifest.com. In Stockbridge, the Grange is having a takeout dinner from 1 till 2 on Sunday at the Grange Hall, Church Street. Roast pork dinner includes apple or chocolate cream pies for dessert. $14 donation. Orders must be placed by Thursday the 7th. Call 413-243-1298 or 413-443-4352. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 482.54 points at 34,326.46 on Friday. That's where it starts off today. The NASDAQ starts off today at 14,566.70 and the S&P 500 at 4,357.04. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.